Claire.
My name is Inspector Mark.
Hello,
I'll
sir.
Be interrogating you about what happened last week. What do you remember exactly, Mr. Bella?
I remember last week, I woke up with a body in my backseat. No recollection how she got there if you ask me. Right there lifeless with a rope around her hands and feet. 2 a.m. dark alley in the back streets. My mind starts racing, I never saw a corpse in all my life. If I'm charged with manslaughter, that's 24 to life. I'm mortified,
God, I die.
Okay, I need to call my lawyer, right? Where's my phone? Switched on the light, just when I saw the knife. I started talking to myself, Lummy, what the fuck you done this time? In an alley with a body and a bloody knife. I recognize the shit is mine, ain't no need to question. I took a deep breath, that's when I started recollecting. An altercation with my girl, we were mad loud. She told me she was cheating on me, that's when I blacked out. My mind racing, turned to the body half naked. Lifted the blouse off her face and I saw it.
Okay, Mr. Adabla, thank you. You have admitted that you found the body in the back of the car.
Yeah, in the back.
When was that?
Saturday.
We have been investigating also for a while. Do you remember anything else?
Look. Lately I've been feeling kinda weird, I must confess. And the body wasn't my girl's, it was much worse. My landlady, swear to God, she was 84. Gradually it started coming back to me. The day before I really got into it with my girl, we were on one. I've been drinking and smoking all day, it was boredom. So I decided to go through her bag, that's when I saw something laying at the bottom of her purse, a used condom. I couldn't believe it, I felt my knees weaken. I swear I couldn't breathe and suddenly I started wheezing. I said, you stupid hoe, what the fuck you take me for a fool?
You know you never home every day and night up in this studio.
I grabbed her by the neck to snap it like a broomstick or toothpick and scream, tell me who the fuck you screwing with. And that's when my memory gets a little hazy, cause I guess I blacked out when she said the landlady's son.
Damn.
How
can you black out?
I don't know.
Are you on any medication, Mr.
I'm on my medication.
Look, this is the time for you to tell us what happened. We have found your fingerprints on the knife already. Tell us what happened.
It was the sharpest knife that I could find right before the crime. Creeping up the second floor with murder on my mind. Hypnotized by evil, I'm still calm and collected. Few minutes from now, I wouldn't even recollect it. Knocked on the door. Anybody home?
Who is it?
Me from the first floor.
Hold on, I'm on the phone. Yes, any problem?
Oh yes, I have a few. I'm looking for your son.
Oh, he's not here, can I help you?
I guess you can, it's so nice of you to offer. Your son turned my girl on, so I had to off her. I came up here to kill him dead after I knock his teeth in. But I guess you could take his place and we could call it even. Yeah, I pulled my knife out before she could respond and stuck it in her chest so fast she hardly was alarmed. She took a few steps back with the handle in her clutches. I just stood there watching, barely moving or budging. She fell to the floor and started crawling around, bleeding on furniture, screaming. And bitch, just no one around. Shut up. Now I got my landlady's body in my backseat, riding around the city. Hope say Cotino go catch me.
I wanna lay bare one more book. Whatever you say, can and will be held against you in the court of law. If you want to
kill, murder.